need to have you bow your heads for a moment, because otherwise we're going to be in trouble. And I don't want to be in trouble. So, Father, without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. And we're asking now that you would just release what it is that you've got, that you deposited in my heart, so that it would go forward for the glory of God. Amen?
Amen.
You know, today as I was going forward, giving God the glory for his strength, I had a little conversation with one of my grandsons the other night, and we kind of got interrupted. You know, how things can happen. The interruption came, and I wasn't upset, but it kind of caused a ripple in our line of communication, because he had been on my heart, and I had just told him how I've been interceding and praying for him, and he gave me some reasons why he did need prayer, and I didn't want to push on his heart, because again, all that does is just give more pressure. And know, anybody know what it's like to get pressure from somebody? It's not God. It's not good. It's lousy. So I kind of let up, and he quit talking, and someone else, like I said, came and kind of let it go. So kind of walked down to his car with him and kind of tapped him on the hand after he got in his car, and he's got his arm on the edge of the window, and he noticed my ring. And, he says, "You got a new ring." I said, "Yeah, well, it's not just an ordinary ring, Jim. It's got a special message." So he read the message. And it simply says, "His strength," Philippians 4:13. Well, what does that mean? I said, "Well, it means that your strength ain't going to carry you. It means that you can try doing it on your own, but you'll probably make a mess." He says, "Yeah, I know about that." And I said, Philippians 4:13 says, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So I says, it's something that I've known for years, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but this scripture is kind of synopsizes it a little more. And so we found that it was an open door to pray. So we joined hands and we began to pray together that God would pour out his strength upon him, because he's the one that's needing the extra strength right now, because of the hardship that he's walking through. And every time, seemingly, the boat kind of settles down on the water, the wind comes and pew, and he gets another wave in his face, and he's getting hurt and wounded on a regular basis. And I know he's getting tired of it. Not tired enough to come to church yet, but that's okay. I'm not worried about that. I know, because when he's ready, he'll move. He'll do it. So, today, I was kind of looking at the ring and, you know, Lord, I thank you because it's a tool. It's a tool that awakened him to a word from the Lord that you can use his strength and not your own. So, later on this afternoon, I was studying, and I ran across another little tidbit that I thought would be kind of neat for you, and so I'd like you to go to Philippians chapter 2. As I gave you chapter 4, verse 13, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But in chapter 2, it says, it's the same verse, verse 13. "For it is God who works in me to will and to act according to his good purpose." Try it on for size. Close your eyes.
because you might have a different version. It may say the same thing with different words, but you can declare it. It is God who works in me. Come on. To will and to act according to His good purpose. It is God who works inside of me to will, meaning to make a decision, to go towards Him, to activate my will, to act towards Him, to react towards Him, to react like Him, to react the way He reacted and how He was able to give out what was in Him. And what was in the Son was in the Father. And what was in the Father is in the Son. John 14. You can verify it. Now, if it's the same Jesus that's inside of you, that came inside of Mary, and upset the whole nation, and changed the world with 12 men, by the same Holy Spirit, why shouldn't you be changing? It is God inside of me and you working a plan. A plan that He had in His heart for you. Jeremiah 29:11 verifies it and confirms it. God says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. A plan to prosper you, a plan to build you up, a plan to make you holy. Not full of holes. Holy. Like Himself. That's pretty cool. But you know, sometimes I have a problem with this will of mine. Anybody got problems with the will? It wants to go here, and I know it should be going here. Anybody relate? Amen. Okay. So now, if you have this Philippians 2:13, it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose. Do everything without complaining. Ha ha ha! Whoa! That'll wake up call, huh? Do everything without complaining or arguing. Woohoo! Well, come on, guys. Am I the only one that has a problem with that complaint department? It is not always closed. It should be, but it's not always closed. Arguing. Getting my point across no matter what it costs. With attitude. Of course, that doesn't happen to Christians. But verse 15 says, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God without faults. Now you get to see what the plan is. He wants to eliminate your faults. He wants to swallow them up. Well, by the way, is that what your Bible says? If it is, wave your hand to me. So it's not a misprint in my Bible. Pretty intense, huh? Without complaining, without arguing. Whoa. I mean, you know, St. Paul's pretty tough. These Philippians must have had a few problems, like you and me. Amen? He wants to make us blameless and pure. Without faults. In a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars. Whoa! In a what? You mean to tell me that God's plan is to make you shine like stars in the midst of perversion? in the midst of confusion, in the midst of political upheaval. He wants you to shine like stars.
So if everybody's arguing around you and you're full of peace and joy, what's going to happen?
You become the irritation.
Amen?
And you didn't do nothing, and you didn't say nothing, but you are automatically the focus of those that says, well, why aren't you joining in? You're so holy. And they'll mock you. If they haven't done it yet, wait. They'll find a way. Amen?
Amen.
John chapter 7 says Jesus is going to the feast. And by the way, tomorrow we're going to be celebrating the beginning of a brand new year for the Jews and for us as well, because we honor both calendars. God's calendar says it's the year 5771, starting tomorrow night at sundown. 5771. Pretty good number.
Yeah.
Now, why do we gather? Why do we do it? Because it says so. I could take you back to the scripture, and I may do that in a minute. But it basically is saying, you are to shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you, so you too should be glad and rejoice with me. St. Paul is kind of shaking their tree. And I'm doing it to you. The reason, again, he wants you to shine like the stars in the heavens. That's his plan. His plan is not to make you disappear off the face of the earth. His plan is to release heaven down here.
Amen.
Anybody remember the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done where?
On earth.
How about if we change that word instead of on and put it in earth? This earth. Let your will be done in this earth. In my earth. See, this is an earthen vessel. And it's been getting older now, but it's still usable. Well, come on. You don't throw it away just yet, right? Okay. And we all agree on that one, right? The bottom line, again, is to let you shine. So that you are aware that it is God who works in me to will and to act according to his good purpose. Changing your will is something that you choose to let go of and let him adjust it according to his plan for your life. Because I'll tell you, trying to change it on your own, you're in big trouble. It's got an attitude of its own. It's got mental powers. It's got responses. It's got all kinds of excuses.
Amen.
Am I the only one that has problems with the will?
No.
Thank you. So now, if you release it to the Lord, and you combine these two scriptures, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 2:13, it is God who works in me to will and to act according to his plan that he's already got. He's got the plan. He's got the blueprint.
Psalm 139 says he put you together in your mother's womb with a plan. Amen.
And here you are thinking, ah, I can do it.
Yeah, a little proud peacock. Anybody relate?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he'll clip your tail feathers. How many have lost a few feathers? Thank you. Pride comes before a fall. James chapter 4. What causes trouble and fights among you?
Is it what? It's your pride. You want to defend yourself all the time. Get over it.
Yep. Heard somebody the other day, suck it up. Take a deep breath and blow out the steam and don't blow up. Amen? Because you'll feel like blowing up. Are you human? Yes. But you have a Holy One inside of you. And His plan is to make you shine like the stars. Close your eyes. Close your Bibles.
Say, Lord Jesus, tonight, I've got a commission to this body and to this soul, to my mind, will, and emotions. It is God who's working in me to will and to act according to His good purpose. And He's going to do it by His strength.
Working through me.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
It's being done.
It's being done.
And I'm a work in progress.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm a work in progress.
It may not be there yet. But I'm on my way.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to remind you that three times a year, out of Exodus chapter 23, verse 14, three times a year you are to celebrate a festival to me. Celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread for 7 days. That's Passover. Eat bread without yeast, as I commanded you. Do this as the appointed time of the month of Abib. For in that month you came out of Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. Celebrate the Feast of Harvest with the first fruits of the crops that you sow in your fields. That's the Feast of Pentecost. Celebrate the Feast of Ingathering at the end of the year. That's harvest. When you gather in your crops from the fields three times a year, all the men are to appear before the Sovereign Lord. Do not offer the blood, etc., etc. And it says, this is a lasting ordinance. It's not going to go away. If you pay attention, verse 21, pay attention to him and listen to what he says. Do not rebel against him. He will not forgive your rebellion, since my name is in him. If you listen carefully to what he says and do all that I say, I will be an enemy to your enemies, and I will oppose those who oppose you. My angels will go ahead of you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, Hivites, Perizzites, and all the Perizzites, and I will wipe them out. Notice who's going to wipe them out. If you take time for his feast, he'll take time for you. If you're too busy, he'll be too busy. You set the goal. I'll forgive as you choose to forgive. Doesn't mean you feel like forgiving some people. It means that you choose to forgive. You activate your will and you purpose in your heart. Okay, they don't deserve it, but by golly, I didn't deserve to be forgiven by Jesus either. Because let's face it, I had attitude. And I may still have some. So I'm not commissioning you to take this feast lightly. I am telling you, obey what the Spirit of God tells you in your heart. Okay? We have a celebration tomorrow night. Next Friday is going to be the Day of Atonement. We're starting at 7 o'clock in the evening. It is the holiest day of the year for the people of God. And that includes the Jews. And you set the purpose
for the whole year in motion next Friday night. And then we call them the days of awe, where all kinds of things will take place between that and the opening of Tabernacles, which is the following week. You say, now why does it all happen this way? Because God said it, He wanted it this way. That's the bottom line. He said He wanted it this way. It's not me. It's His word that says it. I don't want to argue with Him. I tried, it didn't work. He wins. He's bigger than me. And in case you forgot, He thinks He's God. Amen? He's convinced, yes. I'm not always. So be at peace. Father, I ask that You would pour out Your grace upon them so that they can be obedient. Give them the courage to obey on every level, spirit, soul, and body. And God willing, we'll see you tomorrow night and share some hugs and some love with each other.